which is good news for Ryan Reynolds, because reportedly another rumor is that Ryan Reynolds wants to do at least if not a trilogy of team-up movies between Deadpool and Spider-Man. Hello, Nerdy Legion. How goes it? How are you guys? What's going on in the nerd world? Well, we're going to talk about all of that. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. Just a reminder before we do talk about a lot of stuff, that in 2 weeks, we are going to just be doing one episode for that week. I don't know exactly which episode that's going to be. I think it's the second one for the week. I would have to, again, double check my calendar. And even then, I think it's going to be a day late. So, warning you ahead of time that, you know, things are happening. And then we are into November after that. And as of November, the last week to 2 weeks, roughly, of November, we'll see a scaled back version of the show all the way through December and into January. So, reminders out of the way. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to any and all of the podcasts right here on Nerdy Legion. And now let's talk about the news, guys. Let's get into TV streaming. We have a couple of follow-ups and actually some really awesome follow-ups. First up, we have MODOK, the Hulu series based on the Marvel character, which is part of this weird relationship that Disney and Hulu have. You know, we've been talking about it a lot on the show. Disney owns like 65% of Hulu, so they can kind of tell Hulu what to do. And so some of the properties that aren't really family appropriate, since that's what Disney wants to do with their Disney Plus service, those will go to Hulu, as we're seeing now, being as MODOK is the only one that has survived, because there were supposed to be four and now we're down to one. MODOK better be amazing so that we can maybe potentially get those other three. Anyway, MODOK gave us our first tease. We've seen trailers for it. We now know what the animation looks like. We also know that at the end of every episode of MODOK, there's going to be an ad for upcoming comic books. So things that are happening in the comic universe, they're going to be advertising at the end of the episode. I am so excited about this. I think this is brilliant marketing strategy. I want HBO Max to do this at the end of their series that are comic book based. I think everyone should be doing this. This is brilliant, brilliant stuff. But that's all we've got for this update. So we're going to move on to the next one. Next, we're talking another Hulu series that is The Animaniacs. We got our first tease from that. It is not an official part of the series. It's just an animated short that is specifically to tease the November release date of the show. You can find the link in the description. It's like a minute long, minute and a half long, something like that. And it's brilliant. It's showing us that, in fact, they do get why the Animaniacs were so awesome, and they're going to continue, albeit in a more subtle fashion, because we are only getting the Warner Brothers, the Warner Sister, and Pinky and the Brain as far as our main characters are concerned, but we know this already. Either way, it's exciting. Go check it out, and we're moving on. Next, we're talking about the Obi-Wan series. We now have official word that they are going back into production in March, so it's still a little ways out, so we very likely won't see any frames. We'll probably see ads and stuff for the Obi-Wan series at the end of next year, but we won't see any actual episodes probably until early 2022, maybe late 2021 at the earliest. But again, we know this is going to be a limited series, so here's hoping it's amazing. And that is what we have for follow-ups. We do have one actual news piece, and it has to do with HBO Max's Green Lantern. The Green Lantern series just got a full series order, so 10 episodes ordered to series. It's confirming rumors, because we've talked about what it might be concerning. We do now know that it is going to be following two main timelines to tell the story. So again, that was a rumor. We also know that we're going to get guest appearances from a bunch of different Green Lanterns, specifically Guy Gardner, Jessica Cruz, Simon Baz, and Alan Scott. There are a couple of names, key names, missing from that list. Hal Jordan, Jon Stewart, you know, the guys. Guy Gardner was the first one I read. So the thought is that these names have been reserved for the movie side of this, because this is rumored to be leading into a movie. We've talked about that. That's not a new rumor. But this is confirming those rumors that are tied to that building into a movie. So maybe this gives a little bit more legitimacy to those rumors that we've been covering. So that's pretty freaking awesome. That is all we have for TV streaming. Now let's get into movies. We have just a bunch of follow-ups in movies, so we're just going to hit these hard and hit them fast. First up, we have Jurassic World Dominion. They have gone on hold again for production. This time, though, it was a planned hold. We know when it's going to end. Sorry, I couldn't find those words. We know it's going to end in 2 weeks. I don't think this is directly COVID related, as in I don't think anyone got the COVID, but I don't know that for certain because nobody said that. So it could be related to it, and they just aren't releasing that information. Our next update has to do with the Addams Family 2. Remember, I told you I'd update you because I took bad notes in the last episode. Surprise, surprise. So we have the name of the kid replacing Finn Wolfhard is Javon Walton. So Javon Walton will be the new voice of Pugsley. I didn't look super hard, but Javon Walton was a new name for me, so we'll see what he brings to the role. Finn Wolfhard was pretty great, but, I mean, he's a busy kid. He's got Stranger Things, right? And then our last piece of follow-up news, and actually our last piece of news for movies, has to do with The Magic Order. So if you'll remember, those of you who have been listening to the show for a while, the Mark Millar universe, the Millar world, if you will, the IPs based on the Millar world comic books that Mark Millar is writing or written, or however you want to phrase that, he has a first look deal with Netflix. So anything that he does goes directly to Netflix. And The Magic Order was supposed to be the first movie that is coming to be spawned from this relationship. Well, we just got news that that is no longer the case. The deal still exists, and the upper-ups at Netflix say that there is still a possibility that we will see The Magic Order, just not as a movie. It's more likely to come out as a series sometime in the future. Everything that has to do with the movie, though, has been put on hold, so it's on a back burner, and they do still have the first look deal, so all of the Millar World IPs are going to go through Netflix before they get optioned anywhere else. Likely so that Netflix, and I just don't think Netflix is going to turn them away. They're changing their strategy, and making this a movie just didn't fit the new strategy. There's nothing to be worried about. Everything's fine. We're moving on. We're talking rumors, baby. Rumor mill. We have, first and foremost, Spider-Man. This is actually kind of a couple of rumors. So first, we have the rumor that Sony is trying to lock down Tom Holland for, quote, a lot, unquote, of movies coming in the future. And that is to say that they want him for multiple cameos, they want him for multiple solo movies, and potentially even some team-up movies, which is good news for Ryan Reynolds, because reportedly another rumor is that Ryan Reynolds wants to do at least, if not a trilogy, of team-up movies between Deadpool and Spider-Man, and that sounds freaking awesome. And then there is still more rumors around Spider-Man 3 saying that we might be seeing Venom, as in Tom Hardy, in Spider-Man 3. We already have rumors that we're going to be seeing some sort of live-action Spider-Verse, so that is just piling on to the Spider-Verse, right? Because effectively right now, the Tom Hardy universe is in a thing unto itself. So, likelihood that these three things are going to happen. First, of course, Sony wants Tom Holland down for as many freaking movies as possible. He's still a young actor. He's still a very viable candidate. Just because they want him to do it, though, doesn't mean he's going to do it. So the likelihood that they want him for a bunch of movies, absolutely, 100%. No reason to believe that that is not the case. As far as Ryan Reynolds wanting to do team-up movies with Tom Holland, again, no reason to believe that's not the case, but there might be some contractual issues there that might not be able to happen. So the likelihood that we're going to get Tom Holland and Ryan Reynolds doing team-up movies as Deadpool and Spider-Man, I'm going to say that's about a 60% likelihood that we're actually going to see it come to fruition. I know Ryan Reynolds has a lot of pull, especially these days now that Kevin Feige's heart is softened to him. So that kind of gives it a little bit more of a possibility of happening, but I'm not convinced 100% just yet. And then our third rumor being Tom Hardy's Venom showing up in Spider-Man 3. This one's really slim. By comparison, at least. So I'm saying 25% likelihood we will be seeing Tom Hardy as Venom in Spider-Man 3. I feel like they've got a whole heap of other things on their plate. I don't think they're going to be adding Venom to it, but it is possible. So that's what we've got there. Next, we're talking about the Joker. Not the Joker movie, but the character himself. So apparently, Jared Leto is lobbying like the Dickens to be included into Matt Reeves' continuing Batman series. Now, this is going against other rumors that we've reported on recently saying that the Batman series from Matt Reeves is kind of doomed after the first movie. Even potentially the first movie might not happen. So, again, rumors are that Leto is really lobbying hard, is really pushing for him to be the Joker for Matt Reeves. Again, just because Leto wants it to happen doesn't mean it's going to happen. So this is not a rumor that Leto is going to be the Joker. It's just a rumor that Leto wants to be the Joker. We have heard things that kind of lead one to believe he doesn't necessarily want to be that character anymore, which is kind of why I can't give it too high of a percentage, but it does kind of make sense because that's like printing your own money. So likelihood that Leto wants to be Joker again in Matt Reeves' continuing saga, I'm going to say that's about a 60%. Whether or not it actually happens, we'll address that if we get new rumors that say it's going to be a thing. And then we have our next piece is Gambit. We have kind of a twofold rumor here. First up is that Feige is keeping Gambit on a back burner. So we might actually get a Gambit movie. That is the first rumor. The second half of this rumor is that Channing Tatum is not going to be a Gambit, but Feige does want him in the MCU. So, likelihood that Gambit is going to be a movie sometime in the future, absolutely. No reason to believe otherwise. 90%, there is a slim doubt in my head that eventually we might not get a Gambit movie, but he's such a popular character that it would kind of be dumb to not do a Gambit movie. And then as far as Channing Tatum doing something else, I feel like that could go either way. I feel like I don't know Feige's mind well enough to call that 100%. So I'm saying 50-50 that Feige wants Tatum in some other role in the MCU. And then our next piece has to do with Black Panther. We got a weird rumor, which kind of goes against things that they have announced, but we got a weird rumor that we're going to be seeing Chadwick Boseman recreated a la CGI, the way they did Princess Leia in the Rogue One, sorry. As a kind of a formal goodbye to the character of T'Challa, passing off the torch to Niobe. I'm sorry if I remembered her name wrong. I apologize. It's a brain fart. Don't kill me in the comments. Anyway, so CGI Chadwick Boseman in Black Panther 2. Ooh, this is... I don't want this to happen, but I think it might. I think there is a pretty good possibility. We're going to go about a 70% likelihood that this is legit, just because I think Disney thinks they're going to give fans a proper goodbye to the character and to the actor. So, yes, I think there's a strong possibility that this one's going to be a thing. And then our final piece has to do with Disney. So this one has actually kind of been floating around. This comes from a different source this time, but we do have another rumor saying that Disney is flirting with the idea of R-rated movies in the MCU. Very specifically, the new Deadpool trilogy, as the rumor puts it, and the Blade movies are going to be the first eligible movies for this distinguished rating, I guess you could say. I really don't think this is going to be the way it goes. We're looking at like a 20% likelihood that Disney is going to make R-rated movies. I don't think that's happening. Just does not sound like a Disney thing to do. So There we are. That's the rumor section. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and find all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. And then pick and choose, subscribe to them all. You show some love, man. It's free love. All you got to do is click that subscribe button, and it goes a really long way. So do that. Do all of the wonderful things. Or if you want to, or also, I guess, if you want to join me on the full news show and a bunch of other generally nerdy things, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you once again for joining me, nerds, and we'll see you next time.